a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. A $1.5 billion program to help the youngest and most at-risk children in America could come to an end later this year. The federal program has a long and cumbersome name, the Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program. But the idea behind it is simple. The best way to help new parents is to meet them where they live. The idea is the basis for a movement in social services known as home visiting. And the evidence for the benefits of home visiting programs is solid, but funding is not. Before Aurora Duckett was even born, her mom, Angela, signed up for every program she could.
I did the mom's program through Spectrum Health. I really liked them a lot. They would come to my house. They would listen to the baby's heartbeat. They would give me pamphlets upon pamphlets of what to expect, different things that I could do.
After Aurora was born, Angela Duckett signed up for more programs, including one called Healthy Start, which also involved home visits with a social worker who helped her with things like transportation and tracking her daughter's development.
And you do this little test every week, and then they send you back your kid's score, and you can work on what they were lacking or what they weren't.
The programs that were helping Duckett and her daughter were not all run by the same organization. Not all had the same purpose. The common factor was the home visits. Over the past few decades, the idea of how to help new parents has shifted. Hospitals still offer classes or groups where parents can get information, but more and more programs have begun to focus on how to help parents by helping them where they live. The rise in home visit programs comes with increasing evidence about their effectiveness, particularly their cost effectiveness. The Pew Charitable Trusts estimates home visiting programs save $2 for every $1 spent. But while research on home visiting is solid, funding is not.
It does go up and down. It really is just kind of based on where people are interested at the time.
Brandy Alexander is the Healthy Start coordinator at Family Futures in Grand Rapids. Healthy Start is the program that helped Angela Duckett after her daughter was born. Alexander says when one source of funding dries up for a home visit program, staffers have to be let go. If funding comes back from a different source, organizations like Family Futures have to go through a hiring process and a training process for new workers. It's not the most efficient way of doing things.
So we are trying to be able to find those niches of funding that are longer term.
One source of funding Alexander is hoping she can count on is the Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program, or MICVE for short. It's federally funded. Over 5 years, MICVE offered $1.5 billion for home visit programs across the country. Michigan has gotten about $31 million of those dollars, some of which is expected to go to Family Futures for the Healthy Start program to replace workers who were let go just a few years ago.
What happened with Family Futures is an experience that many home visiting programs around the state had.
Nancy Peeler manages the Child Healthcare Unit for the Michigan Department of Community Health. She says Family Futures and other organizations could be headed for another funding downturn. The MICVE program is scheduled to expire at the end of September.
It's been a real learning curve for us to be able to really figure it out and understand and to be very strategic about maximizing what we can accomplish with the funding.
Peeler says finding stable funding is an ongoing goal. In the meantime, if Congress doesn't renew the MICVE funding by this fall, she estimates about 1,000 fewer Michigan families will be able to get help from a home visit program. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.